It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is being that is better than being a terrible mom, but being overlooked for our worst mom's list. Such a shame. All that awful and you don't get to be on the list.
Well, we spell mother differently.
Yes, we do. You can join our chat room, Denpen. Go into davinsden.com and click in on air. Number 845-986-8804. I be Davin Rosenblatt. That'd be Pip Helix.
Hey, everybody.
And Joe will be sea monkeying and jizzing his little ass on over here.
Oh, my God.
In short order.
Poor Joe.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, because he gets the worst leitmotif ever.
I'm not going to worry about it. On the show, our 2019 Mother's Day Worst Mobs Countdown and Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. Sure, we'll get to some other stuff. I was telling Pip before the show, I don't even think her and Joe should even bring any moms to the table. I've never been more comfortable, confident.
I really wanted to bring the bad, I mean bad in the conventional sense, bad bitches tonight.
These bitches, usually I have a hard time with the mothers and fathers. I still win, but I usually have a really hard time. This year, for some reason, I found I hit it right.
Really?
Yeah, so many despicable women did not get on the list. But I do have a dishonorable mention that completely awful on multiple levels, just not awful enough, which we will do post countdown.
Yeah, we'll have the dishonorable mention.
But I will be stunned if I don't sweep.
Wow.
Stunned.
Oh, really?
So
this is going to be
awful. I'm
going to
throw this out there. I feel my number three would win in most years.
Oh, shit. Suddenly, I feel like my trophy would be taken away, just like some poor horse.
Well, what trophy? You don't have a trophy.
No, I don't have a trophy for Mother's Day, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I won once.
And you promptly got defeated on the April Fool's one.
I did.
Yes, you both got bitch slapped.
I know, but we brought it. It's just you brought more.
I always do.
I know. I don't know how you do that.
I'm very good at this.
I know. I kept going, oh, this is a great story. This is... Oh, God, the kid died. That's against the rules.
Oh,
damn.
Mother's Day. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
the great thing about the April Fool's one. Anybody can die.
Oh, yeah.
It's encouraged.
Doesn't please do.
But, yeah, this is different. I feel very good about this.
Well, you know what? We'll just see. I mean, I appreciate your bravado, but...
Oh, I mean, I listen. You and Joe will make attempts.
Yes,
and it will make for a show.
They will be feeble, but they
no.
Will.
I mean, listen.
Listen, there was the one time that I totally shocked you because I brought it so hard that I won.
There was the one time. There was that one time in all the years we've been doing this.
Yeah, but we've had some close ones. There are some times where it was really argued to the point where people were like, "Are they going to draw blood?"
Yeah, but many a time I'll tell you straight, I go, "I don't feel good about mine."
Yeah, I know.
And then I'll still win.
I know.
I'm not saying that this time.
I know. This is really scared me.
I very seldom brag, especially on the Mother's and Father's Day ones.
Right. Right now, if you had a lump of coal up my butt, we would be talking diamonds. I'm worried.
Okay. As well you should.
Sphincter talk on Davin's Den.
As well you should. I was showing Pip, one of my girlfriends, before the show, Lacey.
There was a picture of this woman.
My girl, what do you mean, this woman? What do you mean, this woman?
This woman,
not this woman. My girlfriend.
I'm sorry, your girlfriend.
My Instagram girlfriend.
And she's got her butt up in the air at an angle that I didn't think that was possible.
Oh, it's possible.
Apparently, it is. I had to grab his phone and look at it intently for a second to figure out how'd she get in that pose.
It's just very distressing that a vision of beauty who would is stuck working for a lumber company in Nigeria. But we'll get there at some point. I'll bring that one to the air at some point. You know, we got to get through my Twitter girlfriend before that. We haven't even started my Twitter girlfriend.
I know. You've got girls lined up in the hangar.
They're all in the chamber, ready to go.
They're stacked up on the runway.
We are coming to the close of Belinda on the Scammer Shorts. We still got a few more to go.
Oh, okay.
I posted yesterday. We're coming to that story arc, so I'm guessing the next thing when we are done with all that will be Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess.
That was good too.
Unless I forgot. But then I forgot with the Belinda, Agnes/Belinda stuff. There was the Mickey Wynn and Sickly Sue.
That was short-lived.
Right, but I forgot all about that.
I totally forgot
about
it.
So I posted to Joe. I go, well, because Mickey Wynn is Mavis's
brother.
I asked Joe. I go, well, you know, I haven't heard an answer, but we'll ask him. I'll get an answer. Does this go under the Agnes/Belinda storyline, or does it get its own storyline?
I think it's a spinoff.
So it gets its own?
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, Mavis was under the Belinda arc. So I don't know. I told Joe to listen, see how that goes, and
we'll have to discuss. See if there's an obvious. I mean, we know that there is a tie-in.
Yeah,
that it's the same group. I mean, it's a relation.
And then what happens is, then we got like a Belinda stuff. Then there's Mickey Wynn and Sickly Sue, and then there's a little bit more Belinda stuff. So I left it to Joe how he wants to handle if he just wants to finish up all the Belinda stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, definitely finish
Or go in chronological order.
No, I think you have to finish the Belinda stuff for people who are hanging in, because so many scammers, so little time.
Yeah,
but
shit's been going on. I mean, that was 2014 I was talking to her, I think. 2013, maybe. I don't remember.
Really?
A long time ago. From the 2014 shows, so it was like 2013, 2014. A long fucking time.
Damn.
And I looked up Belinda on online. The other day.
And
I was tempted to friend request her.
You totally should.
I think she's single.
Oh, you definitely
like not her. Like I've known where she is. Like once in a while I'll check up on her. But yeah, I'm like, should I friend request her, or would that just get me blocked? And if it gets me blocked, it's not a big deal.
Oh, if it gets you blocked, done. But if you could, I mean, there was so much fruit on that tree. If you could have a couple more episodes with Belinda, that would be
everything.
Worth it.
Everything in this day and age gets rebooted.
I know.
The Belinda reboot.
Yeah, just part two.
Yeah, I don't know if she was ever married or what. We thought she was married. It's hard to tell from her page.
Well, I thought that's why she started like handing it over to somebody else.
Well, that when she said my husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops.
No, I didn't say my sister. Husband and sister don't sound alike.
No, they don't. But I think that there might be more fruit on the tree.
When she gets herself all did up with the makeup and everything, looks cute.
I don't remember.
I mean, she's not.
She didn't look bad.
She's
you know?
Not my supermodel in Nigeria.
Ass in the air and here, swinging like she just don't care.
Here's
no,
here's what I like about
not.
All my scammer girlfriends. Each one gets better looking. As I've gone on, they're getting better looking.
Truly.
So I don't know if that means they feel like they have to raise their game for me. Mm. Or I just, as I'm getting older, I look more desperate. I don't know.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with you. I mean, a mark is a mark. Man, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
I think it's just that you've upped your pimp status.
You would think that word would get out.
Yeah,
but no.
They
keep coming around.
I know.
And sometimes I don't feel like dealing with this nonsense.
I know.
But then I'm like, why not?
But you never know, because you know Flory was kind of
Flory was very good.
Was a good start. I mean,
Flory was fantastic. We called her up in the middle of the night. She woke up my ass up. Flory was fucking fantastic,
and she came back for more after you were dead.
Exactly. I mean, if there was nobody else after Flory, we would have been great. We would have been golden.
That would have been a great story.
But
who knew that there was Belinda out there?
Yes.
To really up the ante.
Jane was all right in her own right.
Yes, she was. They're all going to be, you know, they're all going to be different flavors.
It's just depressing. I can't keep a woman.
Well, you know what? Fake Davin is a pain in the ass.
No.
Yes.
No.
Fake Davin is a giant hemorrhoid.
No.
Yes, you
are. Fake Davin never asks for money or gifts, unlike these women.
No, but Fake Davin can't get anything done. He's like the one that stumbles on the way to the, you know, get the gift card.
No.
Hey, that...
Fake Davin just does not believe that love should be predicated on money. Fake Davin.
Who are you?
No. Fake Davin just believes love should be love. And we put, you know, you come into the, like Joe and Joanne. They each came in with their own money to the relationship. That's why they did things separately.
Right.
Yeah, I believe you have separate accounts.
Yeah, right. Well, no, actually, we joined everything up, but we had our own money, and then we, like, joined it up, and we're like, yeah, this is pretty even, Steven. Good.
It took the wife years to co-mingle her compact discs with my compact discs. So everybody comes.
Oh, that's perverse. We have not done that.
Okay, well, that's a little far.
What do you speak of? You don't mingle your audio. Ew! You can touch bump uglies, but you do not mingle audio. No.
So my audio is very ugly.
Yeah, I know. Air supply. Dude.
Very good. Very good.
No.
Right.
Yes. No.
I'm all out of love. But fake Davin is he's a modern man. He believes you have yours, I have mine. We'll get together. Everything will work. Once you get to this continent, it's all good, baby doll. You just got to get to this continent.
You just got to get here. I'm not going to give you the money to do that. You can do it.
Listen, I watch Naked and Afraid. I know it's a very inhospitable environment you're in. But once you become clothed and unafraid, fake deal, take care of you. Unless Jane came to California, and still not so much. But, fake Davin had issues with Jane. He was very freaked out that she wanted to squirt on his picture.
Yeah, wait, did she just want to rub on it or squirt on it?
No, she wanted to come on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to her, too, yeah.
That's going to have problems with the emulsion.
She was very forward sexually now that I think about it.
Very. Yeah. I mean, she wanted to leave a slug trail on your Polaroids. That's nasty.
I love all my fake girlfriends. They're all splendid. So we got more coming. You know, I want to get through this Ann Jackson stuff. I want to get this done. We've been doing it forever.
Yeah, we have.
And it's still entertaining.
Oh my God. I still laugh like an idiot because
the only way you know how.
Dick. Because of it's really mean-spirited of me, but her way of twisting the English language never fails to
amaze. Our attitudes towards Anne has changed over the years.
Oh, yeah. No,
we were understanding in the beginning.
We were really sympathetic, and we thought, poor thing, she just doesn't get it. Now we're like, you're a knockhead! You're a knucklehead!
Because you go down the path so many times.
I mean, I don't know how to diagnose her. I don't want to try to do that, especially since she's like, English is her second language, and sanity is her third. It's not close to the first. No.
No. Well, no. But, you know, now that she's outright accused me several times and gets fooled, she accuses me of being a scammer. I mean, a liar goes without saying.
I know.
And working with the scammers, because she's just not good at this.
No, she's really
not. And we'll get more into that tonight. We'll have another Ann Jackson session. But, yeah, I really want to put a bow tie on that. I don't want to put the Ann Jackson in the scamming scammer shorts?
Right. No, I don't
think
so.
I mean, that's where Joe was leaning towards. I'm like, nah, we got other stuff.
Yeah, no, things.
You know, I'll have to look through the old shows, but I think Jane's on deck.
Yeah. Jane, and what you're saying about Mickey, that these things.
Sickly Sue, who I forgot about. we got Jane. And I got to go back. We did an episode, and this will be a nice little bow tie on the Belinda stuff. Where I remember I befriended, I don't think it's been in there yet, where I befriended a Ghanaian. I actually have an interview from years ago that I never played.
Yeah, never got there.
No, but anyway, with this other guy who was telling me what Mavis was saying. Remember that show?
When I was
video chatting with Mavis.
Yeah.
And there was like all that African talk going on.
And he translated for
you. Yeah, so I got to dig up that episode.
Yeah, that's good.
That's got to be on there too.
Yeah.
That should probably be like the last Belinda thing.
See, that is just infuriating. When people, I mean, we probably don't speak any of African languages amongst the three of us. Stop that. But No, isn't that people from Africa? Not Africa, sorry. Australia? Isn't that the Aborigines?
We all look and sound the same to you? Really? You fucking racist bitch. Somebody wants a job in this administration. Stop, I'm kidding. He's not, because he gave Tiger Woods the the Presidential Medal of Freedom, so he's not a racist. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's
why. You would say it's so infuriating.
It's so infuriating when people speak in their original language in front of you, not because it's easier for them, but because they're trying to talk about you in front of you.
Well, they were conducting business.
I know.
I mean, I was a client.
But it's irritating.
Well.
So, and it's preposterous.
There was a whole Seinfeld episode. When
oh, yeah.
When Elaine got her nails done at the Korean or
yep,
Vietnamese?
Korean. It was Korean because the dad was in the Korean War, and so he spoke Korean.
Yeah, you know what? And that reminds me. These fucking, sometimes when I'm doing my Korean, and it's Korean nail, you know, nail salon, you know the fucking joke.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell. People go Vietnamese. No. Now I remember. Fuck. If it's good enough for Seinfeld, it's good enough for my fucking joke. Shut the fuck up. That's what's going to be next time, this fucking audience thinking they should talk to me. It's not how this shit works.
Yeah. This isn't a group participation like right now.
Although my shows always devolve into that.
Yeah, it does. So. Oh, you know, I was thinking, and I don't understand why, since so many of the scammers use the gift card routine. They say go and buy all these gift cards and stuff.
Yes.
Why aren't there signs on all those vendor, displays that sell the gift card saying, if the IRS told you to buy these, it's a scam. Go to the courtesy and let them explain life to you.
Oh, you're talking about that one particular scam.
Well, yeah, but it seems to happen so often that whoever it is says, go and buy me gift cards.
Right.
And it's like, government agencies don't deal in gift cards.
I have found that an Amazon gift card is an excellent way to pay rent, electricity, phone bills. Jeff Bezos is fucking killing it. At least according to my girlfriends.
Yeah, apparently they can do everything with
Lacey didn't respond. Damn you, whore.
Was this the whore with the upside down
butt? More pictures.
Oh,
just
wait.
Just a poor girl in Nigeria.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
That's the one that makes me think that she gets a lot of splinters in that lumber yard.
Yeah, here's where you can see her nipples.
Wait, what?
Somebody forgot her bra.
Oh, yes, she did. Oh, yes, she did.
This seems very luxurious.
Yeah.
And this one appears like she forgot her pants.
Oh, what is she doing to that chair? No! Girl, no!
Somebody's going to need a tarp.
Well, that's usually my routine.
Yeah, so... Well, I don't know. She seems happy. I mean, hopefully I can make her happy.
Are you judging that on the nipples, or what are you judging the happiness on?
I don't know. But
maybe it's cold.
Perhaps I need to step up my boyfriend game. I don't know.
All that lace and satin is just not warming materials.
Her name is Lacey.
Lacey? Lacey. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mine! Mine!
I'm not fighting you for her.
Nor should you.
No.
I get all the hot bitches.
No, I don't want that. But back to the cards. Why don't they warn those people?
Because you don't usually say who you're buying it. You just pay for it.
I know. But, I mean, there a lot of times they aim that at the olds, and they totter over to the, center where you buy all your gift cards.
It's not a center. You could get it at fucking Lowe's.
I know. But
not a center.
No, but
you can check it out yourself.
ShopRite.
Yeah.
ShopRite has this display, and they have all the cards. Right. So if they toddle over there, couldn't they have, take down four of the racks and on them say, if somebody told you that you have to pay for government shit with these, it's a scam.
Yeah, no, I mean, they
couldn't. Couldn't they have a warning sign on?
They could.
They have warning signs on fucking hot coffee. They couldn't warn old people about this scam that's prevalent?
No, they could.
They could. I think that I have to talk to the Insera family.
So you bring up the olds. I was thinking about this. So when you're a kid, your parents have all the answers. Oh, when you're a kid, you think your parents...
Well, yeah.
When you're a little kid.
Yes, when you're little,
you think your parents have all the answers. Then by the time you're a teenager, your parents are fucking morons.
Yeah, yes.
They have no answers. They don't understand. They're always wrong.
Well, yeah, it's just that
generally,
time of life. You think that.
Yeah, of course. By the time you get into your 20s and 30s, your parents are more right than they were wrong, as it turns out.
Yeah, all of a sudden you go... Oh, God, they were, I hate it, but yeah, that's true.
Now, here's the twist. Mm-mm. By the time they get into their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today,
yeah,
They don't have any fucking answers anymore. They're common sense has left them, and now you are the one to provide all the answers. This is the stage I'm dealing with now. I was never aware of this before, but I was like, wait, how did you people function? How did they let you race me? You know nothing again.
Why didn't you need to take out a license? Clearly, you don't know what you're talking about.
So my parents were away for the Passover holiday.
I knew you were at your parents'.
Yeah, because I had toys.
Yeah, because you were looking at the toys in the basement.
Yeah, right. So it was the reason I was in the basement. So my parents are away for the Passover holiday. So while they're away, the water heater goes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Floods it.
Ugh.
Couple inches of water all over the fucking basement.
Ugh, God.
So they're like, this is going to cost us thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So the wife goes... Did you call the insurance company? Oh!
Wait, really?
Yeah.
They didn't even think about
it. Insurance company's paying for it all, as they should.
Yeah.
Why, you have homeowners insurance.
What, they get on the horn with SurfPro before they call the insurance?
We've been through this here.
Yeah.
We had the flood here.
We've all had that.
Well, not, but it's just like interesting. Like, wait a minute. Shouldn't you know that?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be your first go-to?
They had not thought of calling.
And I'm sorry, I'm throwing it out here. I'm throwing out a cultural bias. I'm throwing out the stereotype. Your parents. Jews, I think.
That's what they said. They,
didn't they think that there was somebody else that could pay for this? They could get money from somebody? Wasn't that the first thought?
I'm going to break a stereotype for you. People assume Jews are very smart. I present to you the Hasidic of Rockland County anti-vaxxers that are spreading, that are having their measles go all over the place. Not so fucking smart.
Yeah,
there
not
are
smart.
Smart Jews. Clearly, yes. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
But Jews, not very smart. But in this particular instance, I don't think this is a Jew thing. I think this is an age thing.
It's an old thing.
Yeah, I think you just get to a point where it's like it all becomes too much. We're not even talking about technology here. I just think maybe you get overwhelmed.
Totally. Totally. My mother-in-law said at one point, albeit she was starting to have, it looked like the beginnings of Alzheimer's. I mean, she was just in the beginning, though, but she was starting to get, like, dizzy. And her kind of dizzy, not like, oh, I got to sit down. And she was, she all of a sudden said, you know, I'm tired of paying bills. I don't think I should have to do that anymore. Do you?
That's a fucking fair point.
I was like, yeah, but when do you get to retire from your responsibilities? When does that happen? And how long do I have to wait?
I'm done. See how easy that is?
This adulting sucks. But wait a minute. So now they're abdicating?
I've always wanted to give you a shirt like that.
but now they're abdicating, but they don't even know they are. You know, like.
No. Right, yeah, but it's like you. But what I'm saying is, like, you have to. We talk about how you have to become the parent. And go, all right, you got to make the big decisions for them, and you got to diaper them or what. Not that my parents are at that stage. I'm not saying that at all.
Hmm.
But I'm like, huh? They know nothing now. Yet I still let him do my taxes.
Oh God.
Huh.
Some of that is like rote memory. I think that's
maybe.
Still okay. Although. My accountant is having a cow because...
Clearly not an Indian.
No, he's not. He's in Bergen County. But
he could still be an Indian in Bergen County.
He could be an Indian in Bergen County, but I thought you meant like in India.
Yes, because they...
Yeah, I just...
Cows are religious.
Yes, I know. That's where I filled that in. Anyway, he... his.
How old are you?
Not old enough to know better, clearly. I'm just old. I just don't know better.
Breaking down around me.
But not only did they change a lot of the tax code, so it's like scrambling because they changed all the forms, mm-hmm. so we can't look back at last year and go, does that even seem reasonable?
No, you got to start from scratch.
Yeah, they all start from scratch, and he lost three office people just like walked and took other jobs, like a tax time.
But that's why CPAs... They're constantly going for further education.
Yeah, they
and
had
seminars.
Take,
yeah,
yeah, you had to take a ton of classes, but
yeah,
it's
which
still
is
hard.
A pain in the ass when you're fucking old.
Yeah, and you know, not for nothing, but my accountant is a little on the older side now.
How old is he?
I want to say he's probably like 70.
He's a little younger than my dad.
Maybe.
All right. He's my dad. I don't know exactly how old my dad is. I guess my dad's probably 72 or 74.
Yeah, they're you know, they're in the, about the same age range. But what a pain in the appeals to have to go back and, like, relearn everything you know.
That's because we have a new fucking tax code.
I know. But apparently it's really awkward. And that is pretty brave of you to, like, you know, your dad's getting up there and is like, he's got this whole new thing. You want to look it over before you mail it?
No, because it's fucking math. So it's beyond
it's
me.
It's Chinese.
Yeah, I don't like when those numbers add up like that.
Yeah, no.
They fucking team up and work together. I don't trust them.
All of a sudden they start swimming around.
Exactly. Fucking stay still, you little fuckers. No, I think he can handle that. But it was just like interesting. Ha! Huh. And think about the insurance company. Now, to be fair, it wasn't my first thought either, but I probably would have gotten there. Before I started going, all right, well, how much is this going to cost us?
I originally went to, okay, well, what kind of person fixes this? You know, like, who do you got to call? Because things happen in a house, and you go, oh, who's the person? I mean, obviously, if the plumbing goes wrong, you know who to call. But then when weird things happen, you're like, is this like an engineer problem?
I think with the heater, you either call plumbing or the heating and air conditioning guy.
I would call a plumber for hot water heater.
Yeah, yeah. They had a plumber in, and they got a new thing, and now I think the insurance company was over there Monday, so there's a ton of stuff in their basement.
Well, you know what? This is the dream that you dreamt. You know, somebody would just have to, like, look, because a lot of people have extra stuff in their basement.
Here's the
and
problem.
And their attic.
Here's the problem.
And their closets.
There's a lot of extra stuff. The only thing I don't have extra of is fucking siblings. So I know where this is all coming down.
I know. This is you going to the truck supply.
No, I mean, I'm at the point with them. It's like, listen, you guys are in your early, mid-70s. Pack up the shit. It's time to fucking move. There's no reason to have a house anymore.
Right.
Time to move. So, which means, you know, then the third thing is, because I'm trying to move too. It's like, how much of this shit am I going to bring
back?
Double
package.
I brought some board games that I thought the girls would like to play. They love playing board games and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, my plastic guns, going to have to throw them away. There's nobody shooting a green M16s in this house. Just me.
Well, should we have one battle before you throw them away?
I supplied the whole fucking neighborhood. I had an arsenal of shit. But it was when you could fucking play.
When you could play with them and you didn't have to worry that some cop was going to shoot you because you were playing games.
I had the handgun down there, and now I'm not an expert on guns, but I took a picture. I posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that.
And on Instagram. To me, that handgun, from a distance, certainly looks real.
From a distance, that handgun looks like man down.
Right, which is what I'm thinking. Like, I couldn't even give this to my kid today.
No. Unless you sprayed it hot pink.
Like, you could give him, like, the old cowboy guns that they sell, but the silver cowboy gun with the, like, white handle.
Right.
Because that clearly looks...
They look fake.
But, like, I mean, like, that was probably from some police set.
Right.
Or something. Can't fucking give a kid that now.
No.
Because not all police.
Because look what's going on the news right now. Right now.
People freak out.
People in Colorado.
I mean,
I
had a green M16 gun. That was my favorite fucking rifle. Mm. I love that one. But you could probably give a kid a green M16 to play with.
You know, I don't even know if parents would be all that down with
it. They still sell the stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of parents don't want that.
The wife
shit.
Did not want water guns. So I'm like, well, get water guns. Water guns are fun.
Why not?
Because they're guns.
Oh. Serious?
This was a conversation long. I fucking won that one. I don't win much, but I win the important battles.
Water pistols are just a device to shoot water at each other.
Water is a great summer activity for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a favorite thing.
Yeah, so. It's just, well, if they made the water guns look like I don't know, pandas, would it be okay?
It's a water panda.
Yeah, you press the panda's belly and he pukes water at your friends? What?
That was an issue we had. I won that one.
Yeah, that's
Now we all play. It's good. But, you know, but there's a different attitude towards guns. But just, like, I was looking at that black handgun. It's like, I would not give that to my kid today to play with.
I would give that to an adult.
No. Well, an adult's a little bit more scary. But, like, I have no problem with, like, little kids playing cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers, army. I got no problem with that shit. It's just, you can't give them the realistic looking shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's a different time. And we were running around the whole neighborhood shooting each other. You were shooting at imaginary villains a lot of the time, too.
Right. Right.
You can't do that now. Fucking people freak out. Well, somebody will call. The cops will show up. It's too much.
But real kids have real guns sometimes.
Right.
So, I mean, who in in our, you know, childhood, who would have imagined that would have been true? That
well, in our been childhood, like, you didn't think about it.
No, it was just like...
Because we were kids.
Yeah, and it, but also, you know, adults didn't think about that. That was just outlandish.
No, and it's just sad. Not the kid. I mean, listen, I think you can play with toy guns and still have a respect for real guns.
Yeah.
It was just... there wasn't these stories of cops, quote unquote, fearing for their lives and taking out a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old.
Right.
Shit didn't happen. Now, you know what? I probably did point a gun at a cop. Not like walking at me, but you know when they're driving by, you know, bang, bang.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. And they weren't in fear for their lives.
Right. Like you would do that at times. Like you're pretending. It's the enemy.
And it's like a little kid in the suburbs. It's not going to be a Glock. It's going to be them playing.
Right. But now.
Know? No.
Now it's a whole fucking different ballgame.
Totally. Well, I think about the stuff that I used to do. My dad was a landscaper, and when he was cutting the lawns, there were lots of woody stretches in between the properties that he would work on. And so he would just let me go play in the woods by myself. I mean, I was little, and I would go explore, you know, and then I'd hear the...
And that was the first time you saw a penis.
Daddy, no!
I wasn't implying it was his.
I know.
Wow, you took it there. Wow, we're a candidate for worst dad. Pick Helix's dad. Wow.
No, that's not.
I just meant a random cock in the woods. You made it daddy.
You have random cocks in the woods.
Who doesn't?
I know.
That's what the good woods were for.
Well, I mean, there was only one time I ever saw people in the woods. And
drinking. Kids.
Yeah, it was kids drinking. Then we're like, hey, there's a little kid. Come here, little kid. And I was like, oh, no.
The score was occasionally you would find some dirty magazines in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good fucking score. That was a good day when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Because remember, this is before the internet.
Right, right.
You know, this is before... Like, you figured out Scrambled Cinemax.
Right.
Scrambled Playboy Channel.
Playboy Channel
fucking mattered.
Well, Playboy Channel was just like the Cablevision boxes where they had little buttons that you press, like 30 of them in a row. Everybody knew that you take the screw at the bottom and you turn it and it turns the first button into Playboy Channel.
Wait, what now?
Yeah, that
no,
was...
No, not everyone knew. Not everyone knew.
Oh, everybody in my apartment building knew. Once it started, it went like wildfire.
All the smut I missed out on.
It was still a little wavery, but you could see enough.
Best time of my life was, you know, when we had the pirate cable boxes. Not that long ago, when I was in my apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, son, Spice TV, kids, Playboy, free wrestling, pay per views. It was all there. My TV was a veritable playground of everything I could want: sweating men and sweating women. Not always sweating together.
But
then everything had to go fucking digital. Fuck you, progress. I agree with the president. Let's make America great again. Back to analog, you bitches. I want to get my cable box back.
Davin is waxing sentimental. His eyes started to glaze over. Oh, free wrestling pay-per-view.
I missed the free wrestling pay-per-view.
I know. I saw you posting on Facebook about old wrestlers. And I was why?
Because I found an old VHS. I found boxes of old VHS.
I'm sure.
Which somebody has to go through. By the way, if anybody ever forgets about Princess Diana, may she rest in peace, you can go to my parents' house. We have videos. We have newspaper articles.
No.
we have a picture hanging in the basement.
Oh, my God.
She's the Jews Elvis, apparently.
Yeah. It's surprising the people that just glommed onto that and said, oh, she is like female Elvis for the world.
My mom loves the royals.
It's such an odd thing. Like,
people
Americans
love, it, not me.
Love the royals.
When I see men talking about the royals.
Yeah.
This is not going to be politically correct, but you know what you're listening to. I figure somewhere they're taking a cock or they're giving a cock. Because I just can't see heterosexual men giving a shit about royals unless a dragon might burn its ass. And then I care. If you throw a dragon in there, I'm interested.
Well, or you know, I mean, they're sorcery. You know,
yes.
Now I'm
yes.
interested.
If just the elderly wave, hello! Hello, royal subjects! Oh, give us your tax dollars as we live in our Buckingham Palace and I never die! I don't give a shit.
I never die.
I don't give a shit. Not interested. Her and her funny-looking kids? No, I mean, they're marrying some hot bitches now. That's exciting. And that's how the royals refer to them, hot
bitch. The Duchess of Hot Bitch.
Nobody, like how people get so worked up. Oh, it's a royal wedding. Oh, it starts early. Week before it. I had to record the last royal wedding. Davin, can you please record? Do I have to? Yes, record. I don't remember how to burn it onto a DVD. Record it, and next time I come over, I'll watch. It's 5 fucking hours.
They want to see this. I remember.
I don't care. Unless there's going to be a guillotine at the end of the royal wedding and somebody's head is going to fall into a basket and we're going to get some medieval shit. I just don't care.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. I want Halloween buckets of gore kind of
story. I want Red Wedding from Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones fans know what that is. A very, very bloody episode. A lot of characters died.
Oh.
It was tremendous. You really have to fucking
watch it.
I mean, now that you're going to be laid up, which we'll get to shortly. Now's the time, my friend.
No, I know. Well, yeah. I know. I have to catch up.
But yeah, I mean, the reason we're talking about this is because I was at my parents' house and because of royal, there was another royal fucking offspring. Who the fuck cares?
Well,
7th in line to the throne. Nobody gives a shit.
We have to know what it's going to be named now.
Motherfucker. Prince motherfucker. I'll bow before Prince motherfucker. Pay your respects to Prince motherfucker and the Duchess of motherfucking.
Oh my God.
Don't care.
Duchess of motherfucking.
Don't care.
Oh, that's one of those counties out almost to Scotland. We don't talk about them.
Yes. Because some of that stuff was in the basement. But to get to your point, I did post a picture of old wrestlers because I found an old Saturday night's main event that used to be on NBC on Saturday nights, obviously, where the WWE now, would air in place of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay.
So I was watching, and I was like, wow, there's 3 fucking people that are dead, but they were Hall of Famers. So I watched that, and then there were some... I don't know if you remember this, but in our area, Sports Channel.
I remember.
Yeah, it was a cable station that the New York Mets were on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some WCCW. It was like a Texas wrestling territory, which
I
never watched. But for some reason, we had it recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched 2 episodes of that. And I'm seeing like these young wrestlers who I became aware of years later when they came to the WWF/WWE. And I'm watching them as young men wrestling and everything. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh,
so I put that tape over there. I have some classic wrestling tapes.
To watch? Because you haven't seen all of it, right?
I powered through.
Oh, you did?
Listen, I'm a man who is very task-oriented.
That's the problem, though, is that once you start going through things that are sentimental... Or you find a box of videotapes and you're like, what did I tape there? Which that? I don't understand that label. Because you do. You understand your own hieroglyphics at the time.
There is so much shit.
Ugh.
Like, I am sure we have episodes of Dynasty and Dallas and Royal Weddings and Presidential Funerals. I'm sure that shit's going to have to be gone through.
Yeah.
And people become attached. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But you do. Listen, I didn't throw out the wrestling tape. I didn't. There's some stuff I threw out, but there's other stuff. Let me just hold on to it a bit longer. I don't know why.
I don't know. There's certain things that you just say, I'm not ready to give this up.
I'm never going to be ready.
Or if it's like really important to you at the moment. Like I used to love the TV show L.A. Law. I loved that show. Now, if I came across like videotapes of it, I'd be like, meh, right in the
also,
pile.
Also, you can watch it on YouTube at any time.
I guess so, yeah.
There was like an old moonlighting episode. I was like, oh, Bruce Willis with hair. That's nice.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
Toss.
Fast forwarded through that. There were some like old baseball shows, like an interview with Don Drysdale. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, it seems interesting at the time.
I don't even know how all this shit recorded.
My brother used to...
Watch what you say.
He used to videotape football games. And he would go back and watch them.
He was breaking down film.
I'm like, what the hell?
Breaking down film. He might get the call to coach the Giants. Might get that call.
I guess so. I
was like, Pimp Helix is ready to go.
I know. I'm like, who looks at these?
He does.
He apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be told now. I didn't have any tapes. I had completely run out of tape, and there was a TV movie about John and Yoko. It needed to be videotaped.
Your royals.
Yeah. I, at the time. And I was like desperate to videotape this thing. So I went into his box of, I just picked something random. I thought this, it doesn't say championship or anything on it. I stole a tape. I know. Well, I was a teenager. I stole it and I used it. But you know what? I think he found out because that tape was missing from my pile of stuff. I think he realized what I did.
Ah, you whore.
I know.
Somewhere.
I didn't. I never did it before or after, but I needed that one.
Somewhere, unless I threw it out, I accumulated a Playboy Playmate thing. I don't know what the fuck it was. But like
which thing?
10 minute, like, with like 10 minutes with various Playmates. There's an Anna Nicole Smith one. Like,
get
she's
the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but like, that'd be interesting to look at now.
Yeah.
Just for the hairstyles.
You know what? I just recently saw the hairstyles.
Hair is in a lot of places, my dear.
I was la 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 la. La 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 la. You know what I'm doing?
No.
There's this terrible commercial that I see like 20 times a day. It's probably on one of the few channels that I watch, the All L Law and Order channel.
Oh, you and the wife.
I know.
Just
I'm addicted.
With like all the CSIs and the shits on like so many channels. Like, haven't you fucking seen this one already?
Look, there's people are being murdered and raped, and I have to be front and center for this.
And it all gets wrapped up in an hour. Ugh.
I know.
I've never watched any of them.
Oh, I love them.
And they are constantly. Oh, listen, I'll take that over the fucking Twilight shit that we used to come home to. But just
No sparkly dudes.
How many? Let me fucking tell you something. There's not that many hot female police officers working the beat. It's unrealistic. And if they are, they fucking pose naked and they got in trouble for it. I mean, that's just the reality
that's
of it.
Probably true.
But if you watch these shows, there's hot broads running around solving crimes.
Absolutely.
No. You know what? Your butchy broads are solving crimes.
Well, and they're really handsome dudes. They don't look like that.
Not after a couple years on the force. They get fucking fat because they're up all night working leads.
Yeah.
They're getting stressed out trying to solve crimes. They don't have time to go to the gym.
No,
your young rookies look like that.
Right.
Your state troopers, when they first join, they look like that.
They all look mean. That's what they look. State troopers look mean. But no. They're, if it involves zombies or it involves people being murdered and raped in hideous ways, I'm in. Yeah. Although I don't particularly like the CSIs. It's Law and Order franchise. Strictly.
Was there SVU, too? Special.
Yeah, SVU, CS.
Is that off Law and Order?
A Criminal Intent, yeah.
I don't watch any of that.
If it goes cha-chung, I'm in.
Don't give a shit about any of it. Don't care one fucking minute. Don't care.
Same with me with wrestling, though. You know,
I don't watch as much wrestling as I used to. I watch the wrestling at reality shows now. Give me the Bella Twins. Give me Total Fucking Divas. That's how queer I am.
Well, you know.
Oh, they're having a cat. Oh, they're really arguing. I mean, you know, and when they do it in the ring, it's pretend. But now they're really upset with each other. How's this going to turn out? Oh, I'm all fucking on Twitter about that.
Oh, my God.
Fucking half a man. I do like The Miz and The Misses, though. You would enjoy that one. It's very entertaining.
I've seen the coming attractions of that.
Funny.
And they do look like they're funny.
You wonder how much of it is staged. But they both have a lot of charisma. It's fun. You would enjoy The Miz and The Misses.
I assume that it's all fake until proven otherwise. Although, some of the arguments I've seen at Sir seem pretty real.
I don't know what Sir is.
Oh, because that's a spinoff of the Real Housewives franchise.
Oh, okay.
This is the other car wreck that I enjoy, is some of the Real Housewives shows.
Listen, you're going to have some free time on your hands, Miz and Misses.
Ms. and Mrs.
Yeah, it's
all
on
right,
USA.
Well,
you get that. It's the free shit.
Yeah, I do.
Well, not the free shit, but...
The basic cable.
But they got like 10, 11 episodes on demand, whatever the fuck it is. You can. They're only at 25 minutes each.
All right.
I think you would enjoy it because it's not... I mean, yes, there's some wrestling involved, but it's just about their fucking silliness. They're wacky. You would enjoy it.
That's cool.
So you're getting the surgery on Friday.
I am. Don't give me that look. Don't.
You promised second opinions.
I know.
You got no second opinions.
No, I didn't. I. You know what? I thought
when
about
when you're
it
dead, you're going to fucking think of me.
Wow. That seems harsh.
For all eternity.
Is there anything else I can think about?
Yeah, you should have gotten the second opinion.
No, you know what?
You lied to the audience. You said you would.
I lied to you.
No, you lied to everyone.
No, they weren't counting on it.
No, but you said you would. You said
they know my tone better than you, apparently.
No, you said you would. I asked you, are you lying? You go, no. I asked you flat out.
I know, and I thought about it, and I talked to Mr. Helix, and I talked to a couple of my friends, and we were all like, no, I feel confident with it. I went to the cardiologist, and I went to the cardiologist.
They're not bright, your friends. I fucking met them.
Whoa, dude.
If they're not concerned enough for you to get a second opinion, they're not very bright. I stand by that. If they're not concerned enough for you to have a fucking look-see, a consultation, fucking take an hour out of your unbusy day, If they're not that concerned, you go, yeah, you know what? What's it hurt? What's it hurt? Before somebody cuts you open and starts messing around with your fucking ticker, huh, I guess an hour and a consultation wouldn't be too much to ask. If they're not fucking concerned, then you got to worry. You got to worry about Mr. Helix's ulterior motives. Well, that's some fucking shady ass shit right there.
He's my sole beneficiary.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that motherfucker realized he's also going to have to do the cleaning once you kick the bucket.
I think he knows.
No, I don't. Well, I don't know.
I think bulldozers are us are on speed dial.
Probably by Saturday morning. By Saturday morning.
Yes. Well, I'm not home. He's going to be
home. You'll be fucking dead because you didn't listen. Home.
No, I'm not going to be dead.
Don't know that.
It's a pretty basic thing that's
everything's
been done.
Fucking. People die from fucking getting a nose job.
I know, but
anytime.
Yeah.
People cut you open, you should be concerned. Anytime they're going to cut you open to get to a major organ, you should be a little bit more concerned.
Yeah, I know.
But you're not.
I'm not concerned in the
sense. Did you know these people before this? Did you know the cardiologist and the echo?
No, I never needed to go to one before.
So you didn't know them?
No.
So from one little fucking meeting with each or two meetings with each, you go, that's in my life. It's good. It's good to go. Yeah. What's fucking insane? Think about the logic. You do more research when you're buying a new car. Think about that.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, that explains the car you have.
No, I yeah, but
think about it. And this is your fucking heart.
I know, but I did do research about it once I met the guy and talked to him. Then I looked it up and I read about it and everything. And I feel confident that this is, you know,
I told you dead people.
That's
don't write
what
Yelp.
I need to do.
Dead people don't write Yelp. Don't write Yelp reviews.
Joe's girl said he needs to relax. It's a common procedure.
It's not a matter of common procedure or not. The question is this the best? Is this the thing that you should have done?
Yeah.
No, you don't know that. You get a second opinion. That's why if nobody had second opinions, there wouldn't be the expression second opinions. I would have invented that.
I know, but see, the thing is, I went to a cardiologist, then I went to a specialist. I'm good. I feel good.
You go to another specialist.
I don't feel the need to do that.
You make a lot of bad decisions. We've been through this on the show and off the show.
Well, you can keep yelling at me, but it's not going to change
No,
things.
It's not, but at least you'll remember that as you're fucking dying. I'm not
Gavin was right.
Probably,
yes. What were her last words? Was I love you? Was it, this is where the key to the safe deposit box is? No. It was, Devin was fucking right.
And as far as last words go, I can't think of any better. right up there with, I told you so, are the ways to go.
I appreciate that you're concerned.
No, I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you do.
I do.
You're asking... Friend, I mean, I don't understand how Mr. Helix, you know, with the history of your family, would not go, you know what, let's get a second opinion. I'll drive you. I'll fucking drive you.
He said, well, I thought about that, but you seem really, you know, sure about it, so I defer to your judgment.
You are sure? Again, he doesn't know you. To defer to your judgment?
He doesn't know me.
To defer to your judgment is something I would never say when talking to you. I go, huh, Pip. Now I'm going to defer to your judgment. Never, never, ever. I can't think of one instance
That's why it's Davin's den and not Pip's
place.
Dungeon.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but Pip's. No, it doesn't have to be alliterative. Pip's dungeon.
See, I'm not going to defer to your judgment. It absolutely should be alliterative. Okay. It absolutely should. Why do you think the Dick El Dorado show died after two episodes? It wasn't alliterative.
Well, no, no, that's not why.
No, that's not why.
That's not why. It's because he had the Daffodils of August.
There's a lot of reasons, but we're glad it did because we got Joe back. But that's neither here nor
yes,
there.
Yes, we did.
Defer to your judgment. He knows you. How could he? But clearly not well enough. You are... Now, compared to other family members, maybe you have good judgment. But compared to humanity, not so much. No. No.
No, I think I'm all right.
That's the problem.
I know.
Anybody else who looks at you would go, no, she's not. There's nothing all right about this woman.
No, no, no. I'm not all right.
Like I said, compared to your family, you're doing okay. Compared to society, there's room for improvement.
Look, I know that there's a lot of screws loose.
Yes, which is why you should not be judging.
Yeah, but this guy's going to tighten them up.
But maybe you don't need screws.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Not in the head, yes. In the head, yes. I would.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look, your judgment. You're going to fucking unleash Coca-Cola on my basement. You've met the wife. That's not going to go well. No. Your judgment sucks.
No, I know. I didn't think it was going to start, like, making a...
Exactly! You didn't think so! And that's just Coca-Cola!
It started to bubble like it was saying, I want to bubble over. I want to. You better put that
but
lid back
on. But you said, I didn't think so. But it clearly almost did.
But it didn't.
Because I talked you through, because I was, if I wasn't talking to you, that shit would be all over like you were laughing. It would be a mess down here.
No, no, no. If I was really, really worried about it, if I thought it was going to completely overflow, I got a cup right here. I was ready.
But the cup was not in your hand.
But I screwed
also, the
that
cup
going.
Is by the equipment, so not a fucking good decision. You would have had to get soda. To get to the cup, there would have been soda all over the equipment. Your fucking judgment sucks. Your judgment sucks. You just keep proving my point.
Let me run your life for a little while.
No, your judgment sucks. No, I'm not saying people couldn't run my life better. Most certainly people could, but you are not one of them. This basement would be a lot more cluttered, I tell you that right now.
I'm taking over.
There'd be more cats here, too.
Wait, you know, do you remember, you probably never watched the show, but there was this woman, Tabitha, who was from Australia, and she's very stern.
Well, what's the show?
And she's, Tabitha Takes Over, I think. Ugh. And she would...
Sounds awful.
She was a hairdresser.
Oh.
And she would take over salons, and...
What was this, like on A&E or Bravo or one of those shows?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. And she would come, and she had this Australian accent, she was very stern, and she'd say... I'm taking over. And give me your keys.
I feel like this was on heel of the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I feel like this came out right after.
Yeah.
I never watched it, but I feel like I
It was right about in that era.
Yeah.
And so,
early 2000s.
Yes. I'm taking over. That should put, like, the fear of God into you.
Why?
If I was the one saying it. I'm taking over. But your life.
But my life is not a fucking awful hair salon that's run into the ground, so there'd be no need to call you in.
No.
I got shit under control-ish. compared to your fucking sidekicks, I got shit running.
Wait a minute, my sidekicks? What are you talking about?
I've met your friends. Some of them are very together, some of them not so much. None of them said, Pip, you should get a second opinion. So I question all of them. Because just as your friend...
Yes.
You're the one who fucking roomed with somebody who was in love with you and was a psycho. That was your fucking judgment. Your judgment sucks balls. And not in a you're not in a delicious way where everybody goes home happy. Mm. And with, like, a little too much teeth.
It didn't suck balls well is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Oh, all
That's
right.
what I'm saying. Your judgment, when compared to how functioning adults work, not so much.
Well,
and your life is Exhibit A.
Oh, well, I think I will still be sitting here for you to yell at me later.
Well, that's our hope.
Yes.
That's our hope. But still, that being said, I can only... Listen, I hate fucking doctors. I don't go to doctors. I hate them.
Yeah.
But if I was going to have a procedure like that, nay, we'll get a second opinion. As much as I hate going to fucking doctors, all right, that's worth it.
From what I've read, this is the right thing to do.
From what? Where'd you read that? On the internets?
Yeah.
Yeah. From where you get named that orgasm, from the same vehicle that gives you named that orgasm, from the same vehicle that's going to get you shut out of 1, 2, 3 slots of worst mothers, from that fucking vehicle,
from the same sites.
No, I don't know with you. Yeah. No, but WebMD, is that what you're going to?
No, National Institutes of Health, Columbia Presbyterian, you know. But I'm looking at their sites.
But you go. But that's why you go to a specialist. Go, listen, doc, I got this. That I feel pretty good about it. I just want a second opinion for peace of mind. That's what people do. And a doctor would say, many doctors recommend a second opinion because you know why? Because they don't want to get their ass sued.
I know, and that's what the cardiologist did. No. Go to him. And I did.
No, because that's the guy who's going to operate on you.
Right, but he's a specialist in this disease.
But you don't know if he's right. Especially that's why they have all different opinions.
I know, but I'm good with this.
The most disappointing is not your stupidity. I'm used to that. I've learned how to work around it. But the stupidity you surround yourself with. I'm very familiar with people who surround themselves with stupidity and say that they're the best and they know what they're doing. I see it all the fucking time.
What are you saying? That you're going to have to, like...
I'm saying there's only one cabinet that's worse than yours. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm fucking... I'm fucking laying it out there right now.
There was no collusion in my cabinet.
There was a collusion of morons. They want to inherit all your shit.
No, they don't. No, they really don't.
Somebody wants the Wynwood collection. I don't know what to say.
There could be.
A worse cabinet you cannot, well, you can find. Other than that cabinet.
I have that in my living room.
Right, I'm sure. I mean, how nobody says, well, maybe you should get a safe. That should trouble you. That should trouble you. We're like, if you said, well, you know, the vast majority of my friends said you're fine, but a couple of people said get a second opinion, go, all right, well, then there's a couple of people fucking think. But the fact that the other way, yes, Pip. Fucking ridiculous.
I didn't go to everybody I know and
pull them. You
didn't
go to the smart ones.
I went to ones that work in medicine. They're okay.
What acupuncture? Knowing you?
No. No.
Massage therapist?
No.
Taint tickler? Well,
yes.
Well, that's a good place to go.
Yes. They know. They know these things.
Are they doctors?
No, but I...
Well, those are people who work in medicine that I'd like to hear from.
I know.
But look, are they the receptionist? Is that what they are?
No, but look, it's fine.
Even if this is fine, you should not trust any of these fucking people.
Well, I mean, you can't trust anybody 100%.
No, I'm talking about your friends and family.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying the fact that none of them is arguing this vociferously in your corner looking out for your best interest should fucking concern you.
No, it doesn't.
That's the problem. You have no value of your life. You have nowhere to live. That's why you can't go under. Do you have a do not resuscitate?
Yeah, I do.
Of course, because you don't want to live.
No, I mean,
if you wanted to live, you'd have a resuscitate. You'd say, resuscitate, please.
No, I don't have a do not resuscitate. I mean, I thought you meant generally that paperwork. But yeah, I do have, you know, the, oh God, now I can't think of what it's called. Yeah,
DNR?
The medical directive. No, I don't have a
DNR.
Mr.
Hill, yeah, smother her. Oh, she's still kicking. Here, let me hold the pillow.
No, but I got a medical directive. I don't have a DNR. No, I'm not like a stage 4 cancer patient.
These fucking people in your life,
you don't
just fucking
get a DNR if you're healthy in general.
If you're going for heart surgery, not that healthy.
Well, I have this one in particular thing. And
seems
then
like a fucking problem. How'd your dad do with it? Not so hot. Not so hot. I'm trying to look out for you. I want you around to kick around for another 30, 40 fucking years.
Thank you. But, I mean, things have advanced since then.
Yes,
a lot.
Well, and things have receded, like my hairline. You don't know the way things are going to go. You can't bank on shit.
No, but no, my dad was a completely different... It was a different scenario because it was a different time.
If your dad was here, he would say Pip, but he'd call you by a different name.
Yes, he would.
He'd go, not for nothing. I know a thing or two because I delivered a lot of mail. You should get us a... You should get a second opinion. I know this because when I delivered a lot of bills from a lot of different doctors to the same household, so I knew that they got other opinions. In my medical opinion, you should do this. That's what Father Helix.
Father Helix.
Which would not be his name either, but although this seems like a perfect time to reveal shit. Because you're going to be dead.
Well, then you can let loose.
Oh, we most certainly will. Most certainly will. The fucking name, social security number, credit card, name of the fucking cats, where AIDS cat lives, his fucking syringes. It's all fucking going out there.
Oh, my God.
All going out there. No, I just don't. It makes no sense. It makes no sense why you're in such a hurry.
Well, I'm in a hurry because I have a problem with passing out.
Right. But these are the same people that are letting you fucking drive. You shouldn't be. Divergent judgment. That's a bad fucking decision. People who pass out, I don't want them on the road. The only people who I want less on the road, Asians and Hasidic Jews. Only people I want less on the road than people to pass out. Because they're actively bad drivers. You pass out, you fucking veer into shit. Well, she fell asleep. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
but see, does that make sense?
I stay close to the ditches so I don't hurt other people.
Because you're most comfortable there.
Yeah, no, it's probably not great that I'm still driving.
No, but your judgment. And their judgment says, yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
A little nappy in the middle of the fucking thruway and while she's doing 80. What could possibly go wrong?
And if I wasn't here, wouldn't you be bitching at me? No, I didn't show up.
No.
Yes, you
no, would. No, because you would have a note from your doctor for a fucking change. Said, oh, you know what?
Dear Davin, Pip's okay to drive.
No, well, no, but you would have a note from your doctor saying she can't drive. I go, okay, I get it. You got a medical procedure you got coming up here. It's not safe for you. Don't go gallivanting on the weekends garage sale and driving. Mr. Helix can fucking show for you. But no, I would get that. You should not be on the roads.
I probably should not. But no, but the thing is that I had one incident. One.
Everybody has one.
That's
until they
the
have
one.
A, yeah, right. No, nobody ever dies until they're dead. That makes no fucking sense. I had one.
I know, but until I have this, I should not drive at all? I don't think so.
I would be concerned.
I am.
No, clearly you're not.
No, I
you,
mean,
you
like,
should be concerned for your own well-being, of course.
The only far distance that I drive is up here. Everything else, I only drive
local. You don't have to be
local.
Driving far to pass out, stupid.
I know.
How far were you from your desk when you passed out?
I was sitting at it.
Okay, not very far.
No, didn't have to go far.
Can, now, we talked about, if you were, God forbid, if you were standing and you were pouring yourself a cup of hot coffee, as you're wont to do.
Scaldage.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. There would be scaldage.
So the best thing you got going for you is luck, and you ain't that lucky.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Well, that's why I really want to get this done.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is their history with judgment and your judgment in this area, not so hot. I'm right. You know logically I'm right.
Well, I mean, yes, I should not. I mean, there's the possibility that it could happen again. Of course there is.
Which is why.
That's why I'm having this in the first place.
Exactly. And here's the thing about medical accidents. They don't know. They don't give a shit if you're driving or at a Wynwood concert or fucking masturbating. They just fucking happen.
They don't care.
I you know, thank goodness Joe's coming. Quickly. Sea monkeys and
jizz.
Sea monkeys and jizz.
Where is
Joe
Curry?
There he is.
Now that Oh my God, he's mumbling angrily. It's not going to be good.
He likes the tune.
Oh my God, it's not going to be there.
Fragile Sky will be covering it soon enough.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
All right.
You don't like doctors.
Hi, Joe.
No.
I don't like doctors.
No, I don't like doctors.
If you were having a heart procedure, somebody's cutting you open, for shits and giggles, would you get a second opinion?
You didn't get your second opinion?
Thank you, Joseph. A man of wisdom.
No.
Why?
Because I figure I've already gotten the second opinion.
From who?
I got the cardiologist. I have the expert.
Who's the expert?
The guy
doctor that's doing it.
So the surgeon says you need this, and the cardiologist says you need this.
Yep.
And when do you, when is the procedure?
Friday.
Joe put his fingers up. Joe, if it was you,
I'm not going to Lance the deli worker. I'm going to an expert in this
now,
field,
Joe,
and in this disease.
Joe, now she trusts their judgment and her judgment. These are now our dear beloved Pip Helix has passed out from this. She happened to be at her desk, fortunately, but her. Pip and her infinite wisdom and these so-called experts, as Ann Jackson would call them, are allowing her to drive because what's the worst that could happen? This is the fucking judgment. Are you fucking kidding me? Thank you, Joe. A voice of reason walked down my stairs.
What's the worst that can happen?
So get, all I'm saying, pal, get a head start before the end of the show.
Well, if she can't drive, she can't come here, so shut up.
No, I understand,
that's
but I told
what
her
I said.
Fine.
What do you think they made airbags for?
What about all the other people? There's Asians and Hasidics wandering around there. They're going to fucking veer into her. She'll veer into them. Be fucking bumper cars on that throughway.
I called 911 on a drunk driver on the way home from this show last week. The guy was in and out of the middle lane.
I hope you pulled over to do that. It's against the law to call while you're driving.
They didn't chastise me. No, I called and I drove and I said, this is what
it's
this
guy's...
It's
more of your fucking judgment.
This is this guy's license plate and he can't stay in his... Whoa! He can't stay in his lane.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of talking to the cops thanks to her, but nonetheless, I got out of it.
I'm glad I memorized her plate.
Maybe the person was having a medical event too.
And they... were in the middle of it and they had to be helped. So I did the right thing.
There you go.
Yeah, they probably have the same doctors you have. Here's the thing that's most disturbing. Not that Pip's a moron. We know that. We work around it 3 hours a week. The fact that her husband, her brother, the other people that she counts as friends and confidants, nobody says but me and now you, a second opinion's not so bad. Nobody else says that.
Well, you know what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna scream at her.
If you feel that confident in the doctor,
these are people that are plagued by bad decisions.
Maybe you can't.
One of them's a fucking life coach, and a mess of a life coach.
Maybe you can't get a doctor on the phone. I tried to reschedule an appointment yesterday, and I, number one, I'm on hold for 10 minutes, and then
that goes without saying. That's always gonna be.
Oh, it's just horrible.
God forbid you had a cable problem. You'd have to pack up and pack a lunch.
Yeah. Oh, but you got to wait for them to get on the phone, and then you get on the phone. It's not the people in it. What doctor are you going to? The doctor on the card. I'm going to the nutritionist.
The doctor on the card? They don't have your card, Joe.
No, but I said, look, I'm in the computer. Can you look me up? We don't have a computer. I don't have a computer with me here. I just take the calls. Well, why would you?
Where'd you call? Their garage? What the hell?
I had to reschedule. They want me to see a nutritionist. I couldn't go yesterday.
Joe's girl's going to be mad.
Two other nutritionists and stuff like that.
He's going to be seeing a nutritionist.
So? This is some of her fine judgment.
This is where we need a second opinion.
I'm joking.
No, we both agree. It sucked.
Yeah.
Seeing a nutritionist like it's a girl.
Yeah. Was your expert? Did your expert judgment tell you that was going to fly?
I rescind my offer of a statement. Please proceed.
Okay.
Maybe it won't be the worst if she dies. We can do better.
We'll nurse one of the Hasidic she hits back to health and bring them in.
As long as we don't work our Shabbos, we're good.
Yeah. And tonight we have our new called Moish.
No, bring a female.
Sarah.
Fine. Wear her long dress and her shaitel, and we'll get to work.
Yeah.
Sarah Fine. The new
there
third
you go.
Mic.
Sarah Fine.
Yeah, probably be a fake name, too. Who fucking knows? So you got to see a nutritionist.
Yeah. Well, I already saw one.
I could tell you right now from the road trip, they would shake their finger at you.
I understand that. They have a freaking cardiac, unless I know the one first. But,
the only people that were happy about that fucking trip that you took with me were fucking chickens going, oh, the cows are getting it this trip.
No, yeah.
The cows are getting it.
Well, it's like, we had the place that sold nothing but chicken fingers.
Which I didn't eat at.
Chicken fingers and nothing but chicken fingers.
Nothing. It's like, what is everybody in this town, five? You know, it's like ridiculous.
They had mac and cheese.
And what size sippy cup would you like?
That's a good question. By the way, I'm glad you brought up sippy cups. Let's be honest about it. Sippy cups should not be an age-appropriate thing. Sippy cups, every beverage should be served in a sippy cup.
I agree.
So beautiful this thing is. Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Who are we to say that we are above spilling and making messes?
Not I.
Actually, around this fucking table with the equipment, we should all be drinking. I have sippy cups somewhere. We're all drinking from sippy cups from that one.
Well, take them out. I like it. Keep
the beverages. You and I do. Her and her fucking infinite chism.
Chism. Infinite chism.
Her and her infinite wisdom. Her great, no, shut up. That's not going down. Almost fucking spilled shit all over the place.
Well, I know there's always snacks and shit going on over there.
Yeah, it's a fucking, that's why we got to get the tarp.
I have beverages, yes.
Listen, the record states that for a change, Joe and I agree.
Oh wait! I'm starting to feel like a pressure.
See,
my
now
chest.
You want that second opinion now?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Joe and I don't agree on much, but I mean this: two people who fucking hate doctors.
Oh yeah.
Hate doctors.
Oh yeah.
But if it was us, we'd go. Yeah, I'm gonna get a second opinion on that.
I don't understand what you don't understand about. I saw the one doctor, and then I saw the other one.
Cause you.
Two doctor.
Because you want to see a second specialist. That's what you want. The first guy don't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's why he's pawning you off to somebody else. If he was so good, he'd be a specialist. He's not a fucker. He sucks. He's a half a doctor. A half-assed. He's a half.
Oh,
I want you to tell a cardiology surgeon that he's a half-assed
Bring him,
doctor.
Hold on, counsel. Let's a little personality.
Dr. Schwartz,
what, you Jewish?
Is
that's
he Jewish?
For you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's enough for you.
He's a nice
that changes
boy.
It, right, counselor?
A nice boy.
A nice
he
boy.
Is a nice
that's
boy.
Right. That's
he
another,
wears a yarmulke in the office. He's a nice boy.
He's a little too cocky then. In this day and age, nobody should be that confident. Put the yarmulke in the pocket, save it for Minion, Dr. Schwartz.
What? No, he's really awesome. I like him a lot. He talks to me like I'm a grown up. He went
over
everything.
I should sit here. Spent 3 hours with you.
Yeah.
I'll have him convinced he's fucking wrong too.
Yeah.
He'll be like, "Oh my god, I never should have told her to take that test."
Yeah. A good doctor would say, get a second opinion. Especially a Jewish doctor. There's more money to be made.
He is a nice Jewish doctor. He sent me to another doctor whose ethnicity I am not aware of.
That's a problem.
No. And that guy.
If it's not a Patel or a Black, you should be concerned.
That's true.
A Patel or a Black.
Yeah, right. You want an Indian doctor? You want an Indian doctor or a Jewish doctor?
Yeah.
Cutting you open.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the Goyim do it.
No.
I think it's some kind of Eastern Block country, maybe.
They're fucking fleeing for their lives. They probably don't even have a degree.
Oh, you would lie still, my friend.
No,
you don't know about medicine over there. What do you got, coupons for this now? What are you doing?
She got a doctor on a Groupon.
I got a Groupon, guys. God damn it. I'm just trying to get it out of my mouth.
Of course not. It's not a cock.
And when we find out if it's a group, well, you know, maybe she's got a point. You know, you save money.
We can all go.
Yeah, you are a Jew and I'm a Scotchman. You know,
certain things you don't want to go cheap on. You don't want to go cheap on medical procedures and haircuts.
No. It's also dentist. I mean, my dentist.
Well,
my dentist. Yeah, my dentist is expensive. I pay it because I've had a bad dentist.
Yeah, mechanics, medical procedures, hair barbers or hairstylists. Those are what you pay money for.
Don't say his name, but who? Where do you think this guy's from?
His kin is clearly I would say Russia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't make me feel good these days.
No.
Has President Trump interviewed him?
I am.
do they have a meeting? Did they bring him meddling?
I am not in the cabinet. I think I'm okay with a Russian.
By the way, can we stop with the Russian meddling like it's a Scooby-Doo mystery? It's not fucking meddling. They fucking interfere with our election. It's not a fucking caper that Scooby and Shaggy fucking solved. And we would have gotten away with it if not for you meddling kids. No,
it's kids and Putin.
Yeah, it's not fucking meddling. It's an act of war. And there's got to be a difference. Not that that's your fault or anything. I'm not saying, but I think we can all agree meddling might not be the term we want to
use. Use that on stage.
Yeah. It's, you know what? You know what? You're yelling at Joe like he left the gate open.
I said Joe. This has nothing to do with Joe.
The factory door was left open.
I just wanted to see if
see
Joe.
How they set up the mirrors.
I just wanted to see if Joe wanted to agree that perhaps we should not be using something we use when we unveiled who the ghost is in a fucking Scooby Doo mystery.
Absolutely.
That's insane.
You meddling kids.
Mulder's driving around a magical mystery machine.
That's what you would think. That's what you would think.
And there's a whole gee Scoob,
that goddamn
and it's
colluder,
and it's Putin underneath the mask. Yeah. And
oh no!
And another mask. It's Gorbachev. We never knew. We thought you were one of the good ones.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, Joe and I aren't going to agree on what happened with the Russia thing, but I think we can both agree that meddling is not the term with what we're talking about.
No. And Scrappy Doo is a colluder. I'm just saying.
No collusion. Zoinks!
There's a whole bit you could do there.
Yeah, but I can't do the voices. I wish I could.
Then I'll take the bit.
Of course you will. Thief. If I can't make it work, I'll give it to you.
If my mule can't go, I can't go. From Little Rascals.
My mule can't go. Yeah. Why'd you look at me?
No, I didn't call you
seem
mule.
From that time period.
What?
Because they're Little Rascals. I figured we'd get that reference.
Pippa, we wish you luck.
Yes.
And I think the record will state that Joe and I care about you more than the people you think care about you more.
Mm-hmm. So noted.
I don't think it will be. It should be on your little fucking medical bracelet.
Go figure. But from a place of hatred and ostracization.
My friend did give me a medical bracelet. A really nice one.
Because,
it's a delicate little thing.
A medical bracelet?
Life alert? Yeah. Well, not a life alert, but you know how you wear medical bracelets that say that you have a particular condition? Well, now I'm going to be a cyborg. Everybody needs to know that I have an implant. So she got me this really beautiful bracelet. I'm not wearing it now because I'm not a cyborg yet.
Joanne put my... Years ago, Joanne put something in my wallet with my information in case something happened.
Probably DNA.
For
the crime.
Yeah. And, but in,
evidence.
In it, you get my phone.
How's that blood splatter getting there?
But to give you an idea of what, like, a little curious, she put, I'm a Roman Catholic, please call a priest. Maybe a doctor first.
Well, she wants you to get some before you die.
Yeah.
So get a Roman priest, give me a quick handy on the way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry. That never happens. Joe, I apologize. You're much too old for them. You guys feel better now?
I think in a position where last rites are a possibility, the priest is going to give you a handy.
Yeah, because they're not sick individuals to touch kids.
In the
ambulance?
So they
wouldn't possibly do somebody who can't fucking speak. Yeah. You know, they know you're going to die. You don't think they'll fucking do something? They're fucking creeps. Of course they would. Mm. If you're going to touch kids can't keep a fucking secret, but they keep on making mistakes. You don't fucking touch kids. I know they're delicious and delicate looking. Now you fucking touch somebody who's going to fucking die. They're not going to tell anyone. Well, I mean, I guess they could tell God, but you don't really believe in God if you're fucking abusing kids anyway. Mm. So if you're going to, if you're going to be inappropriate with somebody, do somebody shitting themselves, but not the little kid, the fucking one who's about to die. That's when you grab yourself a little quick grabby poo.
Oh, well, you know what? Let me...
Grabby poo.
Sure. these criminals have to...
They have to consult with you.
Yes, but people need to consult with me.
Let me tell you something. Let's say that happens, and I go up to God, and God's going through my life. Well, you did this, you know, we got...
Did the show get bought? Did Flush get bought?
That's hysterical.
Maybe he's a fan. again.
Saying Diane.
Joe, did this really happen? Well, yeah, that's true. That's not true.
Hold on. This is an episode that he's writing.
Yeah,
it
looks
go
like,
ahead.
Yeah, this is true. That's true. Well, you don't know if you got that really.
No, there was no Kid Dylan. That's bullshit.
Yeah. No. This is a dream sequence. Go ahead.
Yeah. I go, really? I go, I can't get it to heaven, but meanwhile, one of you guys just grabbed my cock like a fucking emergency brake in a train. I go,
that's St. Peter. We don't like to talk about that, yeah. But that's the entrance fee.
Yeah. Your guys. By the way, I don't believe God claimed them. They claimed God. I don't think.
Well, let God speak for himself. God is either going to say that or nah. Yeah, I got to talk.
You think God can handle you? He's going to fucking call me up, and I don't want to die for this shit. But he's going to. But he's going to need help. He'll probably bring me up. It'll probably be like one of those near death experiences. You'll probably go up there. I'll be fine. Oh, you're giving him a hard time.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen is I'm going to get somebody, and then he comes storming in. It's going to be like the time I knocked on his door to tell him I left my bag in the parking lot at that fucking club, and he comes storming like fuck.
Yeah,
can I just go to hell? Don't tell me. You're pairing me up with dumbbell for eternity.
No,
bad enough every fucking Tuesday.
No, it's gonna happen. It'll be like a fucking Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'll be enjoying myself at a nice Motel 6 in some god awful city in this country.
And you'll fucking thank me getting out of there. Shut your face.
Speaks better than. No. Because they have a lovely continental breakfast.
All right. We'll work it out where you croak right after.
Well, no.
As soon as the lady takes the waffle machine.
What's
going to
be happening is I'll be watching something on TV. Probably the Yankees on Sling Box or something.
Yeah.
You fucking die. I don't know it yet. I get fucking called up. I fucking pass out in my bed. You're giving God a hard time. He needs backup. He fucking calls me up. I got to straighten shit out for you and God. And then he'll send me back on my way.
And and luckily we have to go up together. Make it right. I don't care what the fuck. Fucking GPS says, make it right.
You'll read all the fucking signs on the way to Cloud 9.
Joe, I don't think he's going to be a witness for the defense. I'm just saying.
you let us know how it goes since you're going first.
Don't should have gotten that. Don't say things like that.
She's got. You trust the Russians?
Worried.
I don't trust the Russians.
Right. Oh my God, I'm not worried about what he says. I don't believe.
How many rubles is he charging?
Well, that'll be for the insurance company to know and you to find out.
You notice how like the Jewish doctor, she says his name, but her Russian colluder doesn't fucking say his name. You notice that shit?
There could be a problem during the operation.
But
the
moose and squirrel? What's fucking going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, well, it's a Russian voice, stupid.
But,
what are you fucking thinking?
But the Jewish doctor, that's a pretty common name. So the Russian guy, I don't know how many of those are floating around doing exactly this specialty.
Call the president. Let's see if that's a common Russian name, Jeff.
Going to be great.
I'm sorry to your listeners, but I don't want to tell you that much.
It's going to be the best procedure ever. Glad it's not me.
Now, these procedures, now you're in and out. It's not even a big deal.
It is.
It's not you ordering fucking chicken fingers at 1 o'clock in the morning in Louisville.
I'm just
starving. I am going to be ordering chicken fingers.
Let me tell you, getting dinner that night was a big fucking deal.
Not as hard as getting a $18 Subway sandwich.
$18 for your lots. Yeah, so is it $18 for a burger. Fuck you. What do you think? I'm in a fucking midtown?
You had to fuck somebody for a burger?
No, we go.
Not saying I haven't,
but. Over this. We know.
Yeah.
He was in midtown. The town was Louisville, but it was midtown.
Yeah, but not the midtown I know where they can fuck me. And you know,
and
that's what you got to pay.
You
got to take us. That's what it cost. Yeah.
Sure. Right. Well, the record states we wish you the best, but.
Yes.
But
thank you.
When you come through this, you need to get better friends and family.
All right.
They should all be put on notice.
Listen, when I get through the other side of the drive-through, because that's how they're doing the surgery, we'll sit and we'll talk.
See, Joe, people minimum fucking wage. You say these people don't deserve it? Look, now they're fucking working on hard. They're working. They're moonlighting. they're working the fryer later and doing heart surgery. You see what happens, Joe? Because we don't have a good economy. It's bullshit.
I'm going to get surgery and my nuggets all at the same time.
Dang
I think up. It's awesome.
Yeah, try to get a tuna sub. Good luck with that. That fucking happens. Now I'm impressed.
I know. Well, I'm not a juggler.
If you were a juggler, you'd probably have friends that care.
Why do jugglers have friends that care?
Listen, if you're friends with a juggler, you're obviously invested because most people can't stand them.
I know a juggler. She's very nice.
See? Okay. See? Most people can't stand them. This one, she's like all fucking strays.
Oh,
stray cats, stray fucking carnival actors. Acts. Whatever the fuck she is. That's how she wound up here.
Stray carnival acts.
Nobody wants to befriend carnival acts. Nobody. That's why carnies hang out with other carnies.
They're like comics.
Right! Yes,
the strange.
And I think comedy's a lower rung than fucking carnies.
No.
You have teeth.
Some of us
true.
Do.
Yeah, most.
No,
most comedians I've seen have teeth.
No, our shit isn't a con.
No,
that's true.
You're right.
Yeah, we're above carnies.
Yeah.
Good for us. Really feel good about it. Well, you did call us clowns a couple of weeks ago.
Because that's what we are. We're traveling clowns.
Speak for yourself. You don't even travel that much. What are you fucking talking about?
You're a fucking traveling clown.
You're an LIE clown.
Yeah.
I think we should forget about Wrecking Ball Radio. A step above carnies. That has a ring to it.
I don't want to oversell. All right. We'll be back with the worst moms. On the break, we got new music from Be Infinite with Roller Disco. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And Rofo Audio, a band out of Pennsylvania with Right Through Me. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. We'll be back. Worst Moms Countdown. Don't go anywhere.